veterans' issues on this edition of the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The biennial budget contains the largest commitment ever in state funding for the Veterans Trust Fund. That's an account housed within the Department of Veterans Affairs to pay for veterans' benefits. And earlier this month, the Assembly Republicans who chair the Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, they called this budget great for veterans. So what do you think about the funds set aside for veterans in this budget? Do you think it's enough to make a difference? What needs to change to help veterans? We're at 800-642-1234. The Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary-designee Mary Kohler completed nearly three decades of service with the U.S. Navy. She previously worked on the Dane County Board of Supervisors and with the Dane County Veterans Service Office. Secretary Kohler, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's wonderful to be here.
So let's break down the budget with the money that's been set aside in the new budget addressing veterans' issues. What is your reaction to the funding?
We are so pleased with the results of this budget. The governor's down payment on the people's budget included outstanding revenue sources for the Department of Veterans Affairs. There's two major issues that I'm most pleased with. Our number one priority was the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program that funds 11 coordinators located throughout the state, serving all 72 counties, to reach out to veterans, find them where they're at, and especially those who are maybe homeless and living under overpasses or under overpasses, and developing those relationships, working with them, case management, working with county veteran service officers, developing that relationship that enables a person to say, okay, today I'm ready to get some help. So we know that that program has literally saved lives. We have documentation of suicides that have been prevented because of our Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program. So to have that program funded for the future, instead of in the past, it's been a pilot program and then special appropriation, but now it was our top priority in the budget, the governor's budget, and as you mentioned, to have the assembly support this budget, the assembly and the Senate. It's been absolutely greatly appreciated for veterans and their families throughout the state of Wisconsin.
What about the trust fund? Is it stable?
The other program that was funded for the first time with GPR in this budget is has identified $29.6 million for the Veterans Trust Fund. The Veterans Trust Fund is basically the department's checkbook. We have sources of revenue and we have our expenses. Wisconsin is one of the most generous states for benefits and services for veterans and their families in our state. But in the past, we have taken money from the homes, revenue that was generated by our homes, and it was not sustainable. When I met with all of the legislators, 32 of the 33 senators and leadership in the assembly, I had to point out that we could not continue on the path that we were. We have, again, taken money from the homes, but also there are maintenance and other things we should have done at the homes that were put off because we took this money from the home. So to have nearly $30 million be allocated for available to the department to fund our benefits and services in the state, it was long overdue and needed. I still have the responsibility to continue to work on our fiscal stability, which I will continue to do, working with the department and the governor and the legislatures to ensure our financial stability for the long-term future.
Well, let's look closer at transitional housing for homeless veterans. Four facilities in the state, Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, King, and Union Grove. It was recently decided that the program at King would be eliminated by September 30th. What's been happening over the last year to cause this?
Yes, thank you. We have the VORP program is the outreach, and we find housing for those in need. And so I anticipate that with our continued relationship with providers throughout the state, we will be able to successfully complete this transition. What happened at King is the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that has been at King But as King has changes with our facilities there, and our number one service at King is skilled nursing for our senior veterans. What has happened with the VHRP program is as buildings would need to be pushed over or no longer used, the VHRP program would be moved. Mm-hmm. So even on the King campus, the veterans in the VHRP program were moved. Instead of continuing to move them, we are doing this transition. I actually met with every single member that's in the program. And that's just being in that physical space to be able to show them, this is why I can't continue this. We actually are cited, have been cited by the federal VA for co-mingling two vulnerable populations. We can't continue to do that. The good news from this story is we did set a 3-month till September 30th period for the transition off of the King campus. We already have veterans who are in the program who have housing. We're down to, instead of 25 people in the program, we have 18, and at least 9 of them are on their way to having housing. So it was very regrettable that we had to make this decision to move people off of King. But the good news is people are getting housing. And back to the VORP program, these coordinators are working with the members who are in the VHRP program to ensure that their transition to a different place other than King is, thank you, seamless. And that's what I promised to every veteran there, that we would find them a place as good or better.
Talking with Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Mary Kohler, what questions do you have for the Secretary? What do you want her to know? Is there a veteran that is part of your family? Do you provide them support in any way? What do you think the state should be doing to help veterans? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary, there was some data requested by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that was looking at a caregiver shortage. Last year, one nursing assistant earned nearly $45,000 in overtime pay because there simply weren't enough workers. How much of an issue is that?
Oh, it's definitely an issue nationwide, the shortage of the frontline skilled nursing providers. So, and each of our homes is unique. At Chippewa Falls, it's contracted. So the contractor works with that issue. At King, we have the challenge of distance that workers have to travel. And at Union Grove, there's options for employees. They can go other places. So we as a state and a nation need to continue to improve the pay and benefits for particularly certified nursing assistants and LPNs and RNs so that we are adequately compensating the people who are caring for our parents and grandparents and those most in need of good medical care. But we continue to work at our homes to ensure that we have top quality care. We are rated very highly with our quality of care. And that says so much about the staff at our homes, that even though they're working long hours, their commitment to veterans is just exceptional.
Is there anything that you really wanted in the new state budget that didn't materialize that you're somewhat concerned about?
Our top priority was the VORP program, knowing that
the Veterans Outreach and Recovery Program, to take it statewide.
Yes, it has been statewide for the last year or so, but this was the financial stability. Literally, the transition between the two budgets, we did have people that had to go LTE to limited time. I did lose an employee, which I totally understood because they couldn't depend on whether or not the budget was going to be signed. So I'm very thankful that the governor signed the budget when he did. I was able to keep 10 of the 11 employees in this program, and also federal funding dollars we would have lost if the governor had not signed the budget when he did.
So you've been doing some town halls recently. You're working to educate veterans to say there are benefits and services here in Wisconsin that can help you. How have those town halls gone? Where have you gone?
Oh, all over the state. And it's just absolutely wonderful. This job is so wonderful. You know, being able to serve veterans and their families, but literally going to where they are and hearing about their concerns. But I ask at every event that I'm at that, just as you started this program, and I'm so thankful to say, are you a veteran? Do you know a veteran? We have veterans who say, well, I don't need this. Well, what about your family? It's been one of the tragedies I see when I meet family members whose veteran has passed. They didn't have the documentation of the service. And so the family missed out on the benefits that were available to them if the veteran had just sat down with either a county veteran service officer or call our resource and benefits phone number, which is wisvets.com, or, you know, if the number's for 1-800-WISVETS. And find out what's available. Don't put it off. Just find out what might be available to you as a veteran and your family.
So it's not just about the veteran. It's about all of the people around them as well.
The Wisconsin GI Bill, for example, is available to eligible veterans and family members. That's tens of thousands of dollars that's available for those who are eligible for the Wisconsin GI Bill, not just the veteran, family members as well.
We're discussing veterans issues with Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Mary Kohler. Veterans, we want to hear from you. Do you struggle with mental health, financial issues, or housing? Have resources here in Wisconsin helped? Or do you struggle to find support and benefits? You have a line at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment for more State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. On a Monday, we're talking about veterans here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The chairs of the Assembly Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs were pleased with how the new biennial budget treated veterans, and they felt it met obligations to our state veterans. They put a statement out this month saying the legislature matched the governor's recommendations in some areas and increased funding in other areas. So what do you think about the funds set aside for veterans in the state budget? Do you think that's enough to make a difference? What needs to change to help our veterans? You have a line to Secretary of Veterans Affairs Mary Kohler. We're at 800-642-1234, and Secretary Kohler stays with us. Let's go take a call now. Chet is joining us from Walworth County. Good morning, Chet.
Good morning, and I want to thank your guest for her public service and especially her service to veterans. My question is in regards to veterans that have served in the Wisconsin National Guard. I knew of a veteran who served in Iraq in 2000, 2007, 2008, came back with severe PTSD, and there seemed to be a shortfall of benefits for this veteran.
Chet, if you still have this relationship with a veteran, I definitely recommend sitting down with your county veteran service officer and or calling our wisvets.com or 1-800-WISVETS, or checking out wisvets.com is our website to find out what this person may be eligible for, particularly since they did do that stretch of active duty and including service in combat. I would definitely encourage them to find out what benefits may be available to them. Again, based on what you've said so far, I would think that there are benefits that they are eligible for.
Chet, go ahead, Chet. Uh-huh.
So even though their service to the Guard ended after their tour, at least at that period of time, 2007, 2008, the family told me that benefits were healthcare benefits related to the treatment of PTSD, inpatient psychiatric hospitalization at veterans hospitals, was not available. So I will refer them to the website, but I'm concerned about that, obviously.
Well, I really appreciate it, especially with changes that may have been made since 2007. Sometimes there's some timelines based on, you know, that cutoffs and so forth, but it's definitely check it out. And I really appreciate that, Chet, the follow up to not give up. And whether it's, again, the CVSO or our 1-800 number or the website, thank you very much for following up on this for this veteran and his family.
Let's bring in Rachel now, joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. I just had a question in regards to incarcerated veterans, and I work with the VA here in La Crosse, and incarcerated veterans is kind of a sticky issue. It seems to cause a lot of confusion in regards to not necessarily the veterans getting their benefits, but their family members. And I'm just wondering if the process in regards to the veterans themselves or their family members can be streamlined so that their benefits can maybe, you know, can be better explained, or, you know, what can be done so that this can be helped.
Thank you for your question, Rachel. I would recommend that you or a person affected sit down with the County Veterans Service Officer in La Crosse and find out what is there with the federal VA. I can't speak for the federal VA, but I'll also tell you that with incarcerated veterans, I've had conversations with Secretary Carr for Wisconsin Incarcerated Veterans, and I've also had a conversation with the federal VA, Dr. Lawrence, who for benefits, and he also is looking at what is available for incarcerated veterans and their families. So I don't have a direct answer to your question, but I would imagine the CVSO in La Crosse has if he doesn't have the answer, he knows where to look.
Rachel, thanks so much. Secretary, going back to April, the Wisconsin National Guard confirmed that it had received dozens of reports of sexual assault between 2013 and 2017. And this investigation was spurred by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, taken up by Governor Evers as well. What's your response been to those sexual assault reports?
Well, that's for Military Affairs, for General Dunbar and his team. And I was before the Assembly Committee for Military Affairs and Veterans Affairs. And I witnessed General Dunbar's testimony of addressing the issues. And believe me, he got drilled pretty hard by the Assembly members of that committee, answering those questions and showing and documenting what has been done and what will be done for Wisconsin Military Affairs and for this investigation.
Last month, President Trump signed into law the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019, extending disability benefits covering medical conditions associated with Agent Orange. What was your reaction to that decision?
We need to be prepared, and I am appreciative of the fact of the recognition that there are people, particularly Navy members, who were not literally in country, but were, you know, off the shore and did have the impact of the chemicals that we used in Vietnam. So it was good news for the people who have conditions such as Parkinson's that were caused by Agent Orange, for example. We just need to work with the federal VA so that they get out the information that's needed so that veterans can get the benefits that resulted from this decision.
The VA announced this month that grants are available for nonprofits to help veteran entrepreneurs. It means, you know, improving employment. What was the reason behind this decision?
Oh, this is one of the many benefits here in the state of Wisconsin. So it's absolutely wonderful that we're able to give an assist to veterans who have that entrepreneurial spirit and motivation and passion to create their own business. And this is an assistance to them so that they are able to make their dream come true.
Do you see that veterans are creating small businesses and really going the entrepreneurship route?
Yes, definitely. You know, the work ethic of so many of our veterans that they had on when they were active duty military and in the Guard and Reserve, and now to take that passion and energy that can make a business very successful. We're glad to be able to help.
State officials recently visited Fort Gordon, Georgia military base near Augusta as part of the Hiring Our Heroes program in Wisconsin. And the program connects soon-to-be discharged military veterans with employers. So why reach out to workers outside of Wisconsin?
Just to promote Wisconsin, that we're still a great place to live. I mean, I'm an example of that. I grew up in Wisconsin and served 28 years, but looked forward to returning to Wisconsin. We have so much to offer here, and particularly for veterans with the services and benefits available.
Let's take Mike now in Slinger with a question. Hi, Mike.
Hey, it's more of a comment than a question. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. I remember asking my doctor, specifically my urologist, and I said, could this be tied to Vietnam? And he said, No, I don't think so. Well, then later on, I found out when I met a fellow vet of mine that he had prostate cancer also. And once you're in country in Vietnam, you are automatically, for feet were on the ground, you're automatically covered for prostate cancer. So the VA, unfortunately, I was already done with my surgery, so they didn't cover it. But anyway, the doctors aren't aware of that in a lot of our public hospitals and clinics. So I just wanted to pass that along, that the word should be out on the street that if you're a veteran from Vietnam era, you're covered.
Thank you, Mike, for sharing that, because that's, as you have mentioned, and the CVSOs, our County Veteran Service Officers, have the list of medical conditions, excuse me, that are likely to have resulted from service in Vietnam. So by your bringing this up today, I really appreciate it, to get the word out, to find out what you are eligible for because of service in Vietnam.
Secretary Kohler, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. It was great to be here, Kate.
Mary Kohler is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Just ahead, we examine what it's like to be in your 60s. We'll break down what you need to know about physical and mental health. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.